Arizona votes.
Yeah, a lot of last night's GOP gubernatorial debate was like this.
That's what I've been saying.
Can I
repeat? No, you're repeating what I'm saying.
Hold on, Paula.
Gary, you always repeat that.
Paula, please.
First of all,
and stuff like this.
What integrity?
I feel like I'm on an SNL skit here. Are we going to take control of the debate?
We are taking. No, Carrie, I don't want you to try.
I'm happy to do it.
I know you would be happy to do it.
Listen, I haven't been on a stage with this many women since I've been to a baby shower. It's been a while.
I don't know how that's going to go over, Scott, but we'll let that hang.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that.
So I think political consultant Emily Ryan is right when she told our Jim Cross this about who won and who lost the debate last night.
The Arizona voter, that's who loses, because we just didn't get any kind of an opportunity to understand the policy-based differences.
I don't know if you heard it there. Maybe you tuned out. At one point, Carrie Lake asked Ted Simons of PBS why he didn't get the debate under control. And I would say that I think the format of this debate, and I'm using my quotation fingers, this debate was the biggest problem, which was announced at the top of the debate as not being a traditional debate. It was designed basically to be a free-for-all. And I think the Arizona Clean Elections Commission can't be proud of what they did last night. So it put us in a position where the debate hovered over scintillating topics like drag queens and other things. And of course, election integrity was a big part, because that's something that a lot of Republicans have been talking about, Carrie Lake especially. And so I thought Ted Simons did ask what is a pretty pertinent question. If you are running for office that you're hoping to be elected to, and you think that election integrity is a question.
All right. Are you going to accept the election results? Do you think election security in Arizona is such that
we don't
you trust,
have election security?
So why keep so talking about
trust
it?
The results
we're going
of the election?
To work with the legislature to make sure we have rules.
That's
in place.
That's not an answer to my question.
It wasn't an answer to his question. There was not a lot of answers to a lot of questions last night. Although I do think that Carrie Lake attempted to answer that question. She's got a workaround for corrupt elections if she's declared the winner.
But we're going to show up and vote in droves. We have a movement. Our campaign is a movement. We're going to show up and vote in droves. They're going to have to cheat even harder in order to try to win this.
Your campaign's a psyop.
Okay. I don't even want to get into what that was all about, calling her campaign a psychological operation. I don't know. But it had something to do with the fact that, unlike any election I can ever remember, you have a GOP state chairperson, that's Kelly Ward, Dr. Kelly Ward, who is actually backing specific candidates before any of them are actually the official nominee. And it's got a lot of Republicans pretty upset. One of those Republicans who's upset is Karen Taylor Robeson, who is just trailing Carrie Lake as the number two candidate among the GOP, who just got the endorsement of Matt Salmon yesterday on Mike Broomhead's show. And Karen Taylor Robeson's going to be on with Broomhead this morning a little after 9 a.m. And I honestly think this is the place to find out what the candidates stand for. It is places like KTAR where the candidates are interviewed individually. I really think it's much more effective than the cacophony of last night.
What integrity?
I'm on an SNL skit here. Are we going to take control of the debate?
We are taking
control. Anybody got some Excedrin? That's all I'm asking. 618 at KTAR.